This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's River Island's guest line, Bob Fitzgerald. TV voice of the Dubs. Who doesn't know Bob? Hey, Bob, how we doing? Where were the bad shots today?
You know what? There wasn't a lot of bad shots. I just started to find the driver a little bit on the back nine. That definitely helped. So that was good.
Where are you coming from, if you don't mind us asking?
The Olympic Club, the Lake Course today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a strong first 30 seconds of this conversation.
I mean, we should call him Lou Ferrigno because this man God. Likes to flex.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Oh,
I got Tehama and Ladera coming up and Burlingame Country Club. I got a good roster in the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Slumming today at the lake, Bob. It's good of you to give the little people a little bit of your time.
How are you guys doing? What do you think? Anybody got a free hamstring?
Well, no,
yeah,
actually.
Minor damage.
Unfortunately, we do not. But, you know, it's interesting to sort of, I think, talk to everybody about mentally where they're at, where you lose your star, but you come out of the game with a bird in hand in the series. So what are your thoughts on what the Warriors won Tuesday night versus what they lost?
Well, okay, first of all, let's refrain from ever saying next man up. Because if the next man up was good, he'd already be playing. Okay, so next man up is coaches' ways of saying you're screwed because your best player's not there. And Steph Curry is a generational best player and the orbit of which everything matters around the Warriors. So losing Steph it's incomprehensible. Like, you can't really discuss, you know, getting past it, except you have to because you're in the postseason. And so you got to win. And there is a chance, given the way the schedule works, that maybe Steph could be back later in the series. So you got to hang in there. And you got to find a way to win one of the next three or four games to ensure this series gets to six or seven games. And you have a great defense. You have a very deep team. You have a team with an unbelievable kind of compete level. And you just got to find a way. And maybe it revolves around Jimmy Butler. Maybe it revolves. I mean, every guy that you could run down the list, Pajemski's had a 26-point game. Buddy has had multiple games. GP2's had a big scoring game. Moses Moody's had a 20-something point game. You may, Quentin Post has hit 4 threes in a game. You may need all of that, you know, or some of that to try to find a way to beat a team in Minnesota that's very, very good. And Minnesota had a terrible shooting night. They're probably going to be ready to go tonight. But if you're the Dubs, find a way to survive until Mr. Curry can return.
And I think about the 2016 run, Bob, and this team is obviously not as good as that team, but they had to survive a whole series and a half without Steph. And just remembering that, Did they change the way they went about playing, and does this team need to change their approach offensively without Steph?
Completely, Dibs. Like, Steph, the gravity of Steph, we talk about it all the time. Even if he comes off a screen, two men jump with him. If he goes the other side of the floor, all the defense tilts to him. You know, not having Steph changes everything. But you can run Butler posting up and Butler driving and kicking out. You can run Butler on mismatches and post him up to get him to the foul line and get into the bonus and make it a little grimier. You know, you can do some things with Kuminga if you need to, that maybe if you got into the bonus, he could get downhill and draw some fouls. Yes, you're going to, you know, Draymond hit four threes. That, if Gobert's going to stay in the lane, all right, Draymond hitting three, four threes. Those are warm-up threes where a five never comes out to him. Like, there's ways to do it, but you're not scoring 120 points. Like, that's not going to happen. This has got to be 95, 92 in the clutch, you know, in the corners, and grimy and rebounding and second-chance points and free throws. It'll look very different and far less pretty, but it doesn't mean you can't win.
Bobby Fitz with us here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Bob, safe to assume that Minnesota will never look that bad again?
100%. You know, if you looked at the reason Minnesota was so dangerous, that they rolled the last couple weeks of the season. We kept looking at like, oh, Minnesota has this easy schedule. They cleaned up and got into the playoffs, and then they looked terrific against the Lakers. They're not going to be 12 of 76 on threes. You know, that's not going to happen. Like, Anthony Edwards 0 for 10 on threes against the Lakers and then couldn't throw in the ocean in the first half against the Dubs. 4 for 25 on threes, Minnesota, top 5 three-point shooting team in the league. Like, no. You have their stumble game. They're going to play a lot better. It doesn't mean you can't win, but, you know, Minnesota, they gave you an opportunity in game one and the Warriors were good enough to take it. You got to hang in that maybe Minnesota gives you another opportunity to grab win number two at some point. Maybe it's not tonight, but the two games at Chase, the crowd's been great at Chase. But the pressure's on Minnesota tonight. This is a total free swing. You already got the split. You know, they're like, oh, they're a double-digit favorite. Steph's not playing. The Warriors are dead in the water. Like, okay, great. Like, Minnesota, if this game's tied or close in the middle of the third quarter, the T-Wolves are going to be looking around like, wait, I thought we were going to walk over and roll and beat them, and what happened? So a lot of pressure on Minnesota tonight.
Yeah, the pucker factor is real, and we saw it in Boston last night, Fitz, where they had the 13-point lead late in the third, and they couldn't close out New York, and now they're up against it. When you think about personnel, and I know no one can approximate or replace Steph Curry, but in terms of who's going to get the minutes and who might be able to contribute, where do you think Steve looks tonight for contributions?
I think it's all about playing hard. You know, Gee Santos is getting minutes. Pat Spencer's going to get minutes. Obviously, Buddy's going to get minutes. You got to have Kuminga or Moody. They got to find it, man. I mean, offensively, they're both sideways. They got to find it. You know, one of those two youngsters has got to be a double-figure scorer. I think Quentin Post could hit some threes. To be honest, if they're playing Naz Reid and playing Gobert, I'll play my stretch five out there. He shot 40% on threes on a pretty big sample size in the regular season. But this is all about loose balls and rebounds and playing hard. And I think Steve will cycle through a lot of guys to see, all right, who's got that extra energy tonight? Because the combos are going to be very weird. They're not going to be guys that played a lot together. And you're just, you know, okay, let me just keep shuffling the deck and see if I find some cards that give me, you know, a full house to go after these guys.
Bobby, it comes as no surprise when coaches in the NBA start working officials through the media during the playoffs. We get that. Were you a little surprised, though, that Finch played that card so firmly and so quickly after game one?
No, because the Gobert pushing and shoving is real, and the clutching and grabbing on Steph off the ball all playoffs has been real, and you're trying to get any edge and put it out into the ether. But if I were Minnesota, I'd be careful with that. because it's not like Gobert and Julius Randle and these guys aren't pushing and shoving. And DiVincenzo, I mean, he looks like a terrific defensive back for the Minnesota Vikings. Like, you know, I mean, Dante's banging into people on every drive. So, to me, I'd be a little careful with that. They're going to allow a lot tonight, man. Tony Brothers is the crew chief. He had no problem with the bump and grind. So, I love the way the games have been officiated the last several games. And there hasn't been a lot of shenanigans, to be honest. That stopped in game 6 and 7 against the Rockets, and it stopped in game 1. But it is getting to be like, wow, a rebound goes up, and, you know, I'm looking for Jimmy Fly Snuka coming off the top rope and some WWE, man. Like, goodness gracious, there is a lot of stuff happening for rebounds. So I always laugh when everybody says, you know, if you lose, we got to play with force. Oh, my God. I mean, could we play with any more force than what's been going on in the playoffs so far?
I wish I didn't get that 40-year-old WWE reference, Bob, but your Superfly Snuka dates both of us. Unfortunately, I got it. And, yeah, I don't know about the force and the effort, but you mentioned Moody and Kuminga kind of losing their way. Do you think there's a spot for Kuminga to play alongside Jimmy Butler and Draymond? I know Steve has always said that those combos don't seem to work, but are all bets off now with Steph out?
Yeah, all bets are off on that, but think about Jimmy and Draymond and Kuminga. You don't have a lot of spacing, so Minnesota could play really big, sit in the lane and go, okay, which one of you three is going to make threes between Draymond, Kuminga, and Jimmy Butler? But what I would say is when Butler drives, and he can usually beat whoever on the perimeter to get into the lane, it's Kuminga cutting and then slicing in the lane for a layup or dunk, or it's Draymond getting downhill and passing to somebody who's cutting to the lane. You're going to need movement, not just pass around the mulberry bush out in the perimeter and jack up threes late in the clock. So I think if JK says, hey, I can beat my guy and jump into people and get free throws and stuff, that's great. The thing that for Kuminga, you see it once in a while, and man, it gets you excited when you do. If he would just live on the offensive glass, the Warriors shot 39% in game 1. There's going to be a million missed shots in this game. Go to the glass, man. Just play like Amen Thompson did. Just grab rebounds and get fouled and get layups and dunks and stuff like that. And I don't think Jonathan even realizes how good an offensive rebounder he really could be. And that's just the next part of his growth. Get on the glass, man. And that would give you a chance to score more and get more fouls and hurt Minnesota. Because when shots go up, nobody boxes anybody out in the NBA anymore. You know, ask Donovan Mitchell, you know, when Mathurin went in and dunked off a missed free throw. So just have that intentionality of going to the glass. I think that would be an area where Moody and Kuminga can really help out.
Bob Fitzgerald with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Bob, it's interesting how much you are talking about Jonathan Kuminga and his role going forward. Like, what kind of a runway do you think has been created here by this injury?
Well, I think, like I said, Steve's going to shuffle the deck and give everybody an opportunity. And I think game 1 was kind of it. Okay, there's Quentin Post, there's Peyton, there's Kuminga, there's Pat Spencer, there's Key Santos. Like, he was playing everybody, just trying to find someone with some traction. And so I just think it's one of those, all right, you're going to get to play. And the better you play, the more you will play. And if it ain't your night, or if you're doing things like turning the ball over or not, you know, you must pay attention to the defensive game plan. Like, that's, I don't care who's scoring and not scoring. The Warriors have to play great D. So if you're missing on switches, or you're not helping on the weak side, or you're not playing the low man role properly, there'll be a short leash for that. You know, when you see Steve take timeouts the last 3-4 games, it is a turnover or it's a missed defensive rotation. And he takes those timeouts real quick. And the guy who might have erred in that situation usually is sitting on the bench right after that. And that's because there's no margin right now. You know, now this is the beginning of a series, so a little more leeway. But game 6 and 7 against the Rockets, you saw guys in and out for making mistakes because you could be done. You could be going home if you keep screwing up.
How big a role does Pat Spencer have tonight, Bob? I know he's come in and been, you know, feisty, and he's made impactful, energy efficient plays, but do you think he has an actual impact here tonight without Steph?
I love Pat Spencer, so it's hard for me to be unbiased. I just love how tough he is. I love all the lacrosse background. I love that he's playing a million miles an hour all the time. I wish everyone played as hard as Pat Spencer in every sport, because he's maxing out of his total ability. So I think, you know, like TJ McConnell does for the Pacers, I just think there's something about when a guy's next to you, Gui Santos is similar. When a guy next to you is playing so hard, you're like, am I really playing that hard? Am I willing to get on the deck? Am I going after every loose ball? Am I making a second and third effort defensively? I think Pat has an impact for his own play, but the play around him and what he does for his teammates. So, yes, I think he does have a role. And, oh, by the way, in these playoffs in limited minutes, he's been able to score and get to the cup. And if you bring Gobert or Naz Reid and shot blockers at you, sometimes you miss, but then Looney or somebody's there to clean it up for a layup or things like that. So I love Pat Spencer, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got 10, 12, 15 minutes in him tonight, no problem.
Bob, I look at this matchup, and this goes for even before the Steph injury. I've called Minnesota all year long the should be better team in the NBA. Like, I love their roster. I think they're so dangerous and so talented. But even before Jimmy Butler, and now in the one game that we've seen, there's something defensively about the Warriors that gives this vibe that they've got Minnesota's number. Is there anything to that?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, I mean, they've beaten them 4 out of 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that the personnel's different, but yeah, I mean, I think the Warriors have a plan on a couple guys on that team that makes them uncomfortable and gets them into shots that they don't particularly like. I do think what's scary is Edwards' second half of game one. You know, he had 1 point in the first half. Well, he had 22 in the second half. And looked a lot like Anthony Edwards. And he didn't make threes, by the way. But he got downhill over and over again. So, you know, I just look at Minnesota, man. They won Game 7 at Denver a year ago. They beat, you know, KD and those guys. They beat the Lakers. Like, they are a good team. And they are dangerous. And they're right where they should be as far as being a playoff team. But the pressure tonight is on Edwards to have a big game, to lead his team, and to get a split. And if the Warriors somehow pull out a miracle, my God, I mean, what will the narrative be if they're 2-0 heading back to Chase and getting, you know, a couple days closer to hopefully Steph being able to play? So this is a massive – this is all about taking their first punch and hanging in the game so it's a 6 or 8 point game in the middle of the third, and the T-Wolves are like, man, these guys won't go away. They're still here. But, you know, to your original point, the Warriors have a pretty good offensive game plan against Minnesota that's been effective in most of the games this year that they've matched up with them?
You have the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, and the Fitzgerald Tour. Enjoy it, Bob.
It's my own version of the PGA. It's the Professional Guest Association.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, this I'm good company, apparently. That's why I get invited to play places.
That's why we invited you here today.
All right, fellas. Good hearing your voice. It made my day. Let's think good thoughts.
All right. We're doing it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Bob.
All right, see you later.
All right, there he goes. Bob Fitzgerald on his way home from shooting 59 at the O Club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.